Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and the planet. I'm the co-host with the mo-host, Scott Patton, along with the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, the magnificent Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Scott, you slay me. I mean, you are so over the top. What have you been eating lately?
I actually I've been eating Iridesa and Zoetine with a smidgen of Zymetol.
Okay, you're on my healthy stuff.
Yeah, I'm on your healthy stuff. And I have to tell you that last weekend I went on a five-day workshop on personal development and finding your soulmate type of thing, which, of course, had nothing about finding someone else as much as it had to do with me finding me. And the most of that time, because it started early and it ended late, I was totally off my regime, so I wasn't taking any of my supplements, and I wasn't taking the Iridesa or the Zoetine, which I take every day. And I'm not going to say that my energy levels were down or anything during the weekend, but I have to say that today was like the first day where... And yesterday were the first days where I started getting back into, like, I had a little Zoetine yesterday, and then today I actually had my cup of Iridesa and my bowl of Zoetine. And my energy level today compared to the last few days, and of course I had the excuse of long days, no sleep, not, you know, all that sort of stuff, right? But the fact of the matter is my energy level and my feeling of calmness and contentment and I don't want to say in control, because that often has a bad connotation, but, like, you know, it's kind of like being on the boat and it's clear sailing, you know, it's the seas are nice, the sun is shining, you know, we caught a salmon, so dinner is looked after. I've had that kind of overall really magnificent feeling, and I think, you know, part of it is when I clear out garbage and shit and all that sort of stuff, and part of it is today I've taken it to another level because my body has really received some magnificent nutrients. And I've said this before and I'll say it again, I have taken all sorts of different things, and I'm not nearly as wild as some people I know and as you could, but, you know, vitamin C's and this and that, and you know, and when I didn't take it I didn't notice any difference. And then when I took it again, I didn't notice any difference. And I have to say that every time I stop taking something that I've gotten through the Life Enthusiast Co-op, and then I either notice right away, oh my goodness, I'm not taking it, and I feel, you know, blah, 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 you know, not good. Or I take it again, and I go, wow, like, huh, I feel really good. And I actually can't really describe it aside from just feeling very, very content, very energized, very... I really like the idea of, like, I'm on a nice boat on the ocean, it's a beautiful day, and things are just, it's just like paradise. And until we'd actually sort of brought it up, I wasn't aware of it even, but it makes a huge difference.
Well, thank you kindly. Exua, our flagship products. Well, anyway, interestingly enough, today I wanted to talk about depression.
And I feel as far away from depression as you could be.
Yeah, which appears to be the opposite of what you're experiencing right now.
Yes, yes.
And, okay, so depression, I guess, is the lack of joy.
Uh-huh. I would say sadness that just never stops.
Sadness is lack of joy. Yeah. You know, what I'm thinking is that when your physiology is not working, when you are... hanging, you know, like, in order to feel depressed, you need to actually do specific physiological things. You need to actually hunch your shoulders forward. Mm-hmm. You actually need to bend your head down. You actually need to gaze down, and you need to do shallow breathing at the top of the rib cage. It's pretty much guaranteed.
Right.
If you don't do all of that, you cannot be feeling depressed.
So there's a how we hold our body aspect to it.
Yeah, there is a physiology that can be overcome, right? The opposite of that would be standing military, chest out, chin forward, head up, and then add to it a grin, and then start belly breathing on top of it.
Right.
I mean, when you do that for 20 minutes a day, you probably aren't going to be depressed no matter what else is going on in your life.
Right. It's going to be pretty tough.
But anyway, going into depression, I want to discuss it because this is the topic of our today's...
Right. So what I'm hearing you say is that there's a physiological, how I hold my body aspect to it. I think there's definitely a food, what I'm sticking in my body, either that I shouldn't be or that I should be, that I'm not, aspect to it. And
yes.
Then and that can impact what's going on in terms of how our body is creating chemicals, because, you know, it seems to me that when it comes to being depressed, my brain is a wonderful chemist, and it's creating all these sort of things, you know, which and then impact how I feel or how I think, or obviously it's impacting how I think, because if I wasn't depressed, if I was feeling happy, or how I feel or think, if I'm thinking happy thoughts, it's pretty hard to be depressed too, right?
Right. So I'm thinking it's the pH, you know, it's the acid-alkali balance. I have a funny thing to share. A couple of days ago, we had a social event, and an ice cream was served over top of blueberries. And, blueberries are acidic fruit, you know, in normal combinations, you should have some acidity. But anyway, vanilla ice cream with all of the chemicals that they...
that it has.
It comes with. Is a real serious whack. And so, anyway, I indulged thinking, oh, what the heck, you know, let's try one for good old time's sake. Well, it tasted real coolly good, you know, but man, the next day, I was just dragging myself out of bed, congested, you know, like one of my nostrils won't open, and I look at my face, one of my eyes is blurry, and it's taking me 3 minutes to be able to focus with it.
Wow.
I mean, honestly, and I was getting mad because, you know, the cleaner I get, the more obvious these transgressions are.
Right.
You know, like when I was living my not-so-smart life, I could abuse myself readily, and I wouldn't notice the difference. But here, you know, I do one night of silliness, and the next day I'm just so aware of the damage it's done to me.
Right, right. Well, that's a good thing, because when we get that sort of feedback, I think that's a really powerful...
Yes. Yeah, it is clear. And I wish I were this aware back when, you know, 25, 30 years ago, when I was digging my hole.
Yes.
Anyway, so there comes this depression. I really did get feeling really lousy all morning long. You know, like I thought, what am I going to have to do to get out of it? And the second thing that happened to me is that I have signed on some really serious amount of work, computer work. I just made a commitment that required me to spend about 6 days of long hours doing some stuff at the computer. Well, what that does to me is lowers my circulation. My lymphatic system starts getting abused, you know, less and less exercise. Oh, not a pleasant thing. I really am noticing that I'm toxic, right? Or at least sluggish. And these joyful thoughts are rarer or not so easy to come by or take an hour for me to actually bring myself around to, and I have lots of tools to do that with, you know, like I have the training as the emotional and physiological and mental and all of that stuff. I have this available to me. But once I start feeling depressed, I don't even want to use those tools. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, I could make myself feel good, but I don't want to.
Right, right.
Terrible.
That would be a sign of depression for sure, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. People are just couldn't be bothered. Don't want to open the curtains. Don't want to let the sunshine in. Don't want to go for a walk. Don't want to go see a movie. Don't want to go hiking. Just leave me alone. I feel lousy and I want to stay like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty darn close to clinical depression. Not just feeling a bit off. So what do we do with this, right? I mean, people think that's all they can do is get medicated with serotonin reuptake inhibitors, with, you know, the Prozac, Zoloft, whatever family of things. And these things are nasty, because what they really do is they mess around with your physiology in ways that, we find that most of these mass murders that take place, you know, the Columbine school shooting and workplace shootings and so on, there are so many of them, they all seem to have one thing in common, which is people involved have either recently gotten on or have tried to get off prescription mind-altering things that deal either with depression or with this new disorder, the social, the what's the word? Something too much shyness disorder. I think they have a name for it. There's the drug called Paxil is specifically targeted at people who are just too shy. Anyway, if you're listening to this and you're contemplating getting on one of these drugs, please do some research. Please check out all the side effects that are associated with it. The hundreds and thousands of suicides of people that have, you know, gotten on this and killed themselves. There's a lot of it there. Anyway, if you're just thinking about it, consider it really hard. This better be your after you've tried everything else, rather than not. I would say that the easiest supplement, if one wants to take it, is called 5-HTP. 5-HTP is essentially a precursor of serotonin. So when you start supplementing that, you will find it a lot easier to feel good about whatever it is that you're involved in. So as a short-term solution, that's the quickest way out of trouble. We actually don't offer 5-HTP on our website, but
okay. I was going to ask that question.
It's just readily available in health food stores. Just go grab some. You'll feel a lot better. You know, we're into the strategic, the long term. And the long term, it's pH balance and acid alkali. Yeah, I said that. And the second thing is liver condition. You know, cleansing your liver so that it provides you with sufficient supply and is not toxic. Because suppressed anger becomes depression. Or unexpressed anger becomes depression. And anger is the emotion associated with your liver. So when you don't deal with anger, you are constantly causing your liver to function under load. So whatever else you do in your life that causes your liver to be clogged, congested, or under-functioning is going to lead to your issues with anger management.
Okay.
So where do we go from here?
Well, if I'm angry all the time, I'm probably going to be moving into depression after a while, because I'm going to be pretty upset with everything and not getting anything that I want in my life.
Yes. Yeah, so either you're going to express it in a blow-off kind of a way, or you're going to end up later express it in a I don't want to live kind of way.
Right. Neither which way is very good.
Yeah. I mean, I've had some encounters with people who have had, chronic depression. And my heart goes out to it. It's like day after day getting up and not feeling like participating. Have you any sort of, insights into how this works in people's lives?
I can think of one person that I was in a very close relationship with, and she wound herself up so tight, then every little thing became a huge drama, and after a while it just really turned into a depressing situation, and I think she really had some depression, but it wasn't a quiet depression at all. She was constantly putting herself in the hospitals and trying to, find some way to fix herself, and just, I think she's better now, but...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, the conclusions are difficult to find. Mental illness, depression being one of it, is really just a physiological expression of what's going on in the body. And we really have just very few, very basic things. And the acid-alkali balance is highly indicative of what's going on in the body. So if you're acidic, you're going to find it difficult to be joyful.
And if your liver's not working, you're going to find it difficult.
Yeah, you're going to have a poisoned mind, poisoned body, poisoned mind. I mean, one of the toxins, mercury, is really, really, strong cause for people to have suicidal thoughts.
Okay.
If you have, I don't know if it's all metals, but I certainly know it's correlated to mercury. And I've encountered that myself. I know. I mean, I'm well trained in dealing with mental states and managing all of that. And yet, I remember years going to bed wondering if I should just hang it up, hang up the conversation it's how the inner dialogue goes. But suicidal thoughts are a really weird thing. You just keep wondering, okay. Is this worth living? Have I had enough? Do I do it for myself? Do I stick around for the others? In my case, I've had, wife, children, business, responsibilities.
Right.
So that all comes into play. But, I mean, I was feeling miserable enough for at least 10 years that I've had many a time when I wanted to just put an end to it.
Wow.
I had to work pretty consciously at knowing that this is just the toxicity talking and that I could do different.
Right, right. Yeah, because when you're in it, it doesn't feel like there's any way of getting out of it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's like having a private cloud over top of you. Everybody, it's like your private weather system that you're constantly carrying around, sort of like having an umbrella that doesn't protect you from raining, that constantly rains on you.
Yeah.
While everybody else around you is just saying, "What are you talking about? Everything's fine."
That's right. Yeah, that's really helpful, isn't it?
Uh huh. Yeah. And then of course, the wise comments like, "It's all in your head." Duh. Yes. I've talked to so many people who have had fibromyalgia or candidiasis, candida overgrowth. That's another condition that leads to something similar. And, there you are, just barely hanging on, going to doctor after doctor, mainstream, alternative. And they all say, well, we've measured everything we can measure. You're normal. There's nothing wrong with you. So take this antidepressant. Everything will be fine. And
yeah,
you know,
great.
That's not the issue. I mean, you can always disconnect your brain. Right? You can chemically disconnect your brain. But you will be just a walking zombie.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
So, what do we do? What's there for treatment?
Before you answer that question, I have to tell you an insight I had a couple seconds ago when you were talking about the liver. So, if you write out liver, what are the first four letters spell?
Live or die.
Live. Live-er. Live. And that's why it's so important. You know, it's like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Named it, right? It was like, this is really an important place.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's the core of your metabolic system. It's core of what's going to go on in your... Because liver actually is responsible for the release of glycogen, which is the glucose of the human body. If you don't have enough... Your brain doesn't have enough, therefore you can't even think straight.
Hmm. Right. And we definitely want to think straight.
Yeah. Okay, so the most obvious things. There is a connection to magnesium, so you could be deficient in magnesium. There is a connection to too many calories and not enough high-density foods, so... You have to get on high nutrient density foods, and you need to get off of low nutrient density foods. So, goodbye to pizza. Hello to chlorospirulina superfoods.
Yeah, Exela.
Yes, of course. Our house brand Exela. Third thing you absolutely have to consider are essential fatty acids. They are responsible for a lot of the inflammation that goes on in the body that causes a lot of pain. So, Omega-3s, whether you get it through the coconut oil or hemp oil, flax oil, or whatever. There are many ways to get it. Just look up essential fatty acids on Life Enthusiast if you want some guidance. And then there's the vibrational fixes. We can actually do stuff with vibrational products. The Smart Minerals. We have the gift that deals with general self-confidence, self-worth. We have Normalizer, which deals with destructive behaviors. Heaven and Earth, which deals with grounding. There are multiple options there. They're worth checking out.
Cool.
And then finally, mineralization. You know, you do want to make sure that there's plenty of potassium in your world. So something like the cell food or alkalizing, I think it's called Alkaline Booster. All those things are fine in the mineral section. So together with the magnesium, which is the primary and biggest issue always up front, the other things are the potassium and all the other things that support your immune system like zinc, sulfur, selenium. You need to have enough trace minerals and the main minerals for these things to work. If you don't have it, the quality of the electrolytes in your body is diminished, and the electrolytes dictates the quality of the nerve transmissions, functions. And if your nervous system is not able to function right, well, it'll function in a depressed way.
Right. Not a good way to do it.
Yeah, so isn't it comical that just the most common things like vitamin B, vitamin E, or the foods that you find these in, which would be the superfoods, is again listed as the way out of this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are sounding a wee bit like a broken record, aren't we?
And we keep coming at it from different angles, so that's the important thing.
Right, so we go right back to this Greek doctor who's, I don't know, it was I think 400 or 500 B.C., and he said, let thy food be thy medicine.
Yeah.
And let thy medicine be thy food, both ways.
And the key is having real food.
Yeah, that's right. Make sure you don't eat stuff that's going to poison you. And let's make sure that you understand that the foods that are going to make you better or worse. So vanilla ice cream on blueberries, pretty short path to depression the next day.
Right.
At least for Martin.
So it seems to me that we're going to have to get into some of these issues in a little more detail because it seems to me from our conversation today that there's lots of little things that we could do that could have a pretty amazing impact on how we feel about ourselves.
So are you thinking that we should sort of get into the living right lifestyle as opposed to just sort of glossing over it?
That's right. I mean, just adding, you know, lemon juice to my water as I'm drinking, it sounds like that would make a huge difference to
absolutely
to my liver.
Yes. Well, you know, comical little things. Like, for instance, I have on my neck a pendant, you know, like the one I'm using is an Omega. Omega MI pendants. We have the Omega listed on our website. So last night we had visitors in the house. They just left a short while ago. And this morning we were doing some testing. And the test was, okay, let's take the pendant off and let's test your muscle strength, you know, either stability or rotational or whatever. So the pendant's off. My strength is fairly bad, you know, weak. I put the pendant on, I feel stronger, stable, whatever. And then we did it with a cell phone. That was even more comical. I take a pendant off, test your strength, then add a cell phone, just put it in your pocket. I mean, it's just amazing how much weaker I was with the cell phone in my pocket.
Mm.
Anyway, put the pendant on, and I'm as strong and stable as ever. So what do I think? Duh.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just leave this thing on.
Yeah. That would be a good idea.
Right. So the vibrational side of things, right? I mean, I know that my computers are disruptive. I know cell phones are disruptive. But even just being there, you know? Like just not having... I mean, I haven't done my rebounder session yet. I haven't done my yoga yet. We were just testing me as I was. And I wasn't doing so great. So put the pendant on and poof, improved by lots.
Indeed. And the cool thing is that you went and you checked it out, right? I mean, most of us don't take any time to really see what might happen.
Right.
Or what is happening.
Yes, of course. No, we just cruise on autopilot, thinking everything's fine. But if you stop... Yeah, so of course that led to another session right over top of the breakfast table where we were... I have a large collection of all these different supplements, and I have some of them blended, you know, in like a mix, like the Exula or Dessa, something like that. But I also have the individual components, like ashwagandha or amla or I don't know, the names are not coming quickly to me, but a whole bunch of exotic things, you know, valerian roots or holy basil or this or that, you know, stuff like that. I have envelopes of that. So we get to test whether those are or are not strengthening me or weakening me. And it was funny because, you know, about one third of them was, don't take that. And two-thirds of them were, oh, yes, you stay strong.
Huh.
Kind of interesting.
That is. That's fascinating.
Well, then. Are we going to have to split this up and talk about the rest of it next time?
I think so. I think that we've definitely got more things that we want to talk about on this topic. And we're getting kind of to the end of today's episode.
Well then, okay, so the first thing is try and correct your pH balance and try and nourish your body with high nutrient density stuff. So there's your life enthusiast co-op, www.life-enthusiast.com or 1-866-543-3388. Call us if you need it or want it. And this is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next week.